Toyota salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
On second and nine, motion by Schwartz. Mayfield takes it, gives it. Chubb runs. 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. He's in! Touchdown, Nick Chubb!
He didn't jump you.
Oh, what a run!
Well, that's what this team is all about. This team has been that way from training camp all the way through preseason. Even in the last preseason game we had when we played Tampa Bay, they fought in the end. It was, you know, behind. And we expected that. We just got to play better. You know, we just got to play better. We didn't play Texan football today. We turned it over twice. You know, had one in the kicking game, which was, you know, which got us behind early. But we overcame that. And we just got to become more consistent and play the kind of football that we know we got to play. We did not play complimentary football today. Offensively, defensively, our special teams. They want to be down with the kids.
Welcome to The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, featuring John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I love being around them.
Get involved by phone at 713-780-3776. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, the kings of Houston sports radio, John and Lance.
A good Monday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Aaron. And if you want to comment on what you saw yesterday, you are more than welcome to 713-780-3776. You can tweet us at John Granato, at Lance Zierlein, at Aaron is Blitzed, or you can, well, that's about it. That's the only ways you can get a hold of us. Lance and I here with you, and you're more than welcome to get in to make your comments about what went down. Yeah, I kind of agree. Lance. This football team was really, really good in the first half. It was amazing to watch what they were doing. They, you know, our expectations are low, so you know we don't have much expectations. Watching them compete in that first half and have a 14-all tie at the break was pretty cool. And then all the injuries and Terod going out, not being able to come back in the second half, and Davis Mills having to come in. And yet still hanging with those guys. You know, I am impressed. I'm not impressed with the decision-making by Coach Cully, but I'm impressed with the product, at the very least, that they've put on this field.
Yeah, it's a much more competitive version than we saw last year.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll tell you that much, and at least on both sides of the ball. And it's also weird. I'll tell you, probably in the next segment, why I believe that the Texans are actually the offense has a chance to run smoother without Deshaun Watson. I know that sounds crazy, but it's just true, and we'll get into it. But really, you know, really impressive day, I thought, for the offensive line in terms of pass protection. You've got Laremy Tunsil, who I thought did a terrific job on Myles Garrett. You didn't hear Myles Garrett's name hardly at all. And the one time Jaron Christian came in, it was a nightmare for him, and all it was right before the half where he turned and literally was riding Myles Garrett like a sleigh dog or something. He was holding his jersey and just trying to pull back as hard as he could. And I thought, okay, if Laremy Tunsil's out for the game, this is going to be a nightmare. The Texans are going to get annihilated in the second half. But Tunsil ended up coming back, and you know, they hung in. I thought they hung in and gave the guys a chance. I thought Davis Mills made some mistakes, but he also made a few throws.
Mm-hmm.
So I did think there, I'm kind of with you. I thought, you know, it went down about like I expected defensively. They would have a hard time stopping the run eventually. Early on, I thought they did a good job of stopping the run. And Cleveland was their own worst enemy a couple times, but you were on the fumbled punt that led to Cleveland's first possession. So, and then Davis Mills' interception when he was up, you know, near his own goal line or end zone, I should say. So I'm with you, John. I mean, this is look, it's what we've been saying since the preseason. This is a feistier version of the Texans. It really is. And it turns out it's on both sides of the football. Now, we'll find out what happens with Tyrod Taylor. Because for those who didn't see the game, Tyrod Taylor was once again causing problems for opposing defenses. But ended up, you know, hurting his hamstring and was out for the rest of the game. And he had a look on his face, John, when he threw the ball away, when he was scrambling left.
Yeah.
He knew something was wrong.
No, he knew. Listen, when he ran into the end zone, on the touchdown, you could tell it was ginger. He had heard it before. As long as he's still going, he probably still can. He came out for the next series right before the half, and they just ran the ball, and then they went to the locker room, and that was it. I am finally with you on one thing. Okay. You tell Deshaun Watson he's playing. You just tell him, hey, let's go. You know what? We're paying you. Get over here.
Is he injured right now?
Deshaun Watson is not injured right now.
He's not injured right now. And now without you're in a position now. Well, one of two things is going on. Because this got further complicated potentially with an injury to Tua. It's a rib injury. So it's not the end of the world. It's not like a knee injury or something like that. Tua is not expected to be out long term. But Tua's injury did have people talking about the fact that maybe Miami would aggressively come after Deshaun this year. That's with one injury, you see how quickly you've got to be, okay, Deshaun, you have to play. You're taking up a roster spot. They are literally paying you and taking up a roster spot, and you've decided that we're not allowed to play you? No. If you want this check and it's time to play you, it's time to play you. If Tyrod Taylor is out, Deshaun Watson on 1 week's notice should be playing ahead of Davis Mills.
I agree wholeheartedly. You know what? You just tell him, that's it, buddy. You get out here. Let's go.
You're getting paid. Or you can hold out and we don't pay you this week. I mean, that's fine too.
I don't know what would happen in that instance. And then maybe I wonder if the league would step in. I wonder if the league would step in and say, you know what?
You would call his bluff. I mean, you would call his bluff. And if the league stepped in, the league stepped in. But right now you're in a position where you need him from a football standpoint. Forget everything else. You're trying to win games. You're 1-1. You're 2-0 against the spread, most importantly. And you want to keep your chance at a perfect 17-0 spread record going for the rest of the year. Deshaun Watson should have to play. He's getting paid. He's got a roster spot. Deshaun needs to play. It's that simple. Now, I don't think it's going to be that simple for the Texans, honestly. I don't know what they're going to do. My guess is that they'll sign a quarterback and Deshaun will sit where he is right now. But you're paying him, like, I heard there was another, I don't know if it was Randy Moss, or there was another player yesterday who made the same comment, like, why are they not telling Deshaun he has to play? He said they're paying him 30-some-odd million dollars and he doesn't have to play?
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, this is like, this is becoming more and more, I think more and more people outside of Houston see it that way, especially former players. In Houston, we're like, well, Deshaun just, he might say he's hurt, or Deshaun might do this or that. So, then put it to the test. Put it to the test and then file a grievance. But it doesn't make sense to pay Deshaun that much money, have him healthy, have him ready, have him not even suspended, and then you just don't play him because he said he doesn't want to? I mean, and you know what, John? It really comes – you don't think about it when he's quarterback 3, but when he's quarterback 2 – then he's really quarterback 1, because Davis Mills is just – there was just too many mistakes out there on the field for mental mistakes for him.
Already. Well, and didn't we know that? I mean, he's not ready.
You knew that.
He's not ready to be there.
He's not ready.
No. And I don't know that he'll ever be ready to be an NFL. You know what? He might be a solid backup in the league. And then again, he might be a starter. I don't know. He threw some nice balls. Like you said, he completed some passes. And you're like, that's okay. His decision-making, it's so fast. It's so hard. If you've ever tried, I mean, everybody's like, oh, he sucks. Well, he is a young guy that shouldn't even be in this situation, truth be told. He just shouldn't. any third round. What name the other third rounders that are thrown out there to the Wolves? Russell Wilson was a third rounder, and he was ready. He beat out Matt Flynn. He was a guy that came in ready after five years of college football. Davis Mills started what, 12 games in his, or eight, whatever, 11 games in his college career. Russell Wilson was NFL ready, and he's going to be a Hall of Famer. So let's not compare that. Davis Mills is nowhere near ready to play football right now.
Davis Mills is a developmental quarterback.
It would have been great if Driscoll would have worked out. If they would have picked up somebody else that could actually be the backup quarterback, and Davis Mills could just wait until week 11, week 12. I've said it. You've got to play the guy. That's for sure. You don't want to play him in week two. Holy crap. it's just unfair for him. This game is so fast, so hard, and for him to get thrown out there with no reps with the first team. Coach Culley said it. Dude didn't have any reps with the first team all week, or very limited reps with the first team. And, get out there. Get out there in a tie game, Davis. Go get him. Well, that's just not fair. The whole thing's not fair. Now with 3 days rest, now he gets to go get to face the team that is the best sack team in the NFL right now? Holy crap. This is going to be, now you tell Deshaun, get your ass in here. Let's go. Let's go now. You're getting paid. You're getting paid $10 million. So let's go.
Yeah, now, the flip, I'm not going to act like there's not a flip side to the coin. Flip side of the coin is people may say, look, Deshaun is tradable this year. Why run him out there and risk serious injury with him? We want to – this is just kind of devil's advocate. I don't believe this, but you might have some people say, why risk injury for Deshaun Watson when he is potentially going to bring you 3 first-round picks plus and then some? The trade deadline a few years ago was pushed back, so you have a little bit more time to move it to Deshaun Watson. I guess the flip side might be, why play Deshaun Watson? Why not just trade him or keep him healthy so that you could trade him, because he's going to bring a lion's share, and if he gets hurt, that for sure is not going to be the case. That might be the flip side. But if you guys are interested in commenting on the game at all, but specifically what the Texans maybe should be doing with Deshaun Watson this week, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776.
Yeah.
I know we have to break it here, but there is really a lot to get into just about this Texans game, because it is amazing how much more watchable the Texans are. Now, one of the problems Bill O'Brien had, John, was that he occasionally would have some very shady decision making, or he would miss like challenges, like, hey, why is the punter happening to throw the challenge flag? That's weird. Because that actually happened in a game where he didn't throw the challenge flag, but the punter had to like call timeout so that the Texans could have time to challenge something or whatever.
Right.
Whatever happened.
Well, No. He didn't call timeout when Gronk didn't catch that ball. And Bill O'Brien didn't call timeout. That's not my job. Yeah, it really
when
is
was,
your job.
When was it the punter?
Punter, yeah. Shane Leckler had to
call.
Yeah,
when did Leckler have to game. Step in and make a
that
challenge?
That was a night game. I forget which one it was, but he went over, hey, throw the flag. Oh, okay. Oh, now? Yeah, throw the flag now, coach. Okay, thanks. You know what game it was? Aaron, no?
No, I was going to ask if I can dust off an ESPN 97.5 classic, because, I mean, the Texans did lose, but... You know, there's some stuff to be, I guess, optimistic about.
Okay, so. Yeah, go ahead.
It's Monday, moral victory Monday.
That's Jerome Solomon, moral victory Monday.
Moral victory Monday.
That's not it.
It was kind of a moral victory.
It was
kind of a moral victory.
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes it a moral victory.
This was injury, and we'll talk about that. And we'll talk about, you know, some things while they change, Lance, some things stay the same with weird decisions by a head coach. Yeah. So we'll do that on the other side. But right now I got to talk about betting, winning, getting paid. Oh, Lance might have mentioned how the Cardinals and Vikings game was going to go over. So what did I do? Well, I put a little something on it. You know where I did it? My bookie. MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975. Put a little something on that. I did have Alabama minus the 14, though, and that didn't go well. But here's the deal. You know what? You win some, you lose some. But here's the deal. If you want to play and double double your initial deposit or your deposit right now. If you're a new customer, if you're a current customer, or if you've never been a customer of MyBookie, they will double your deposit right now up to $1,000 because that's just what they do. No other bookie's going to do that. So if you're looking for a great way to play, win, and get paid, all you got to do is go to mybookie.ag, promo code BET975, doubling your deposit up to $1,000 right now at mybookie.ag.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5. The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Yeah, we felt like we could have a chance to be able to get better field position by holding them and out by getting it, and we didn't make it. We didn't get it.
What now? No, what now? Okay, that was the oddest decision. I mean, we've seen some odd decisions by head coaches, but I don't, and I tweeted it, I don't think I've ever seen that before. You decline the penalty, and then you punt. But actually, if you want to know the truth, he did. Now, somebody on Twitter, well, they want their defense.
It's no real way. I mean, basically, David Culley, this is real easy. Here's what David Culley said. Okay, we'll take the gain, and then we want to punt and back them up. By the way, they punted into the end zone, and Cleveland got it at the 20. So even that didn't work.
Yeah.
Instead of saying, okay, would you like another shot at it? We'll give you another shot, and it'll be 3rd and 10. You want another shot the first down? Because, you know, you just gained more than 10. You realize that, David.
Yeah.
Like, no, I just don't think we have any chance to gain 10 yards on a play, basically. So, no, I think I would rather take 4th and 2 than have a chance to gain 10 yards, which is the most impossible thing in the world.
4th and 2 if you go for it.
Yeah,
I can see that. Okay, all right, let's go. Let's go, team. I get it. Okay. Yeah. Now, and that would have been a questionable decision as well, but I get it. Now, we're gonna take the yards, and then we're going to go, but to punt? What?
Mark Eager had proof he could crash through a brick wall at that point. Why not give it to him and let him just see what he can do?
Well, no, because he was playing field position game, and I get that. Okay, but you can't.
You still take your shot.
You can't not take a shot on 3rd and 10.
Analytics has those things out there.
Yeah, analytics.
Well, no, and maybe, see, that's the thing.
Wait a minute. You said before, Lance. No. They've got a card there. He's going to use analytics, and he's going to use his own decision-making there. You can't tell me that there's a card anywhere that says you decline that penalty.
Well, if you play the whole clip that David Culley has on the analytics, I know that's the shortened version. He basically tells you that he doesn't want to be bothered with analytics. He even goes so far as to call it analytics. Unless he used analytics yesterday, which we've never really known what analytics are, we've assumed it's analytics. Analytics card may actually say take the yards and punt. We don't know that that's
analytics
not what
has those things out there.
I mean, we don't know that that's not what he's referring to because I don't actually know what analytics are.
No.
We always joke that he thought he meant analytics, but maybe there is something called analytics.
Is there no one that could stop Bill O'Brien from making stupid decisions? Is there no one that said, no, coach, no, we got to take that penalty, coach?
Did you see him on 4th down the time that on the play, yeah, 4th down right by the goal line, where David Culley went over to talk to Tim Kelly. Tim Kelly's squatting down. It's that little beautifully designed rub play right in the end zone, but it's an inside rub where the outside receiver comes inside.
Yes.
He just
blew the defensive back
so
out.
So easy. Yeah. It was so easy. Yeah. Anyway, he went over to talk to Tim Kelly, and Tim Kelly gave him this like, yeah, I got you. Like, you could just right before the play, and David Culley went over, and Tim Kelly's squatting down, and he starts tapping on the shoulder. He goes, yeah. You could
whatever.
See Tim Kelly's like, is this, I mean, you're the same guy that punted it on the 2nd.
Coach, can you get out of here? I'm trying to call a play.
Coach, I got it. Yeah, I got the play dialed up. Hey, are you doing that one play? Yeah, it's that's what it is. That's what it is, Coach.
I want to hear your Cully. I want to hear your Cully.
I know. I feel like I've got
one.
You
working it yet?
I feel like I've got a David Cully. I just, you know, you just worry about today's sensitive times.
What?
Like, yeah, what? David Cully, that's not right. You can do Bill O'Brien, but you can't do David Cully.
What?
Oh, I forgot about the rules.
Yeah.
Can I do Yao Ming? No.
No. No. Yes, you can. Do your Yao Ming right now.
I thought that, personally, I believe that the 4th and 2, they should have actually gone for it right there, because what analytics actually tells you is that to gain 2 yards is much easier than to gain 10
yards. That's what Yao, that's how Yao would do it?
Yeah.
I got it.
That's how Yao, with his accent.
Okay. Can you tell, do you want to tell people why you sound different?
Yeah. I sound different because I had throat surgery.
Oh, my goodness. Are you all right?
That's not it. That's not why. So here's the good. Let me tell you the good news first. The good news is that my deductible for my insurance was already paid off. And so going to a doctor's office or a hospital or an orthopedic surgeon's office cost me nothing, because I've already paid enough in my family that I have met deductible. So that's the good news. Now you may be asking, well, that's a weird thing to lead with. Well, okay. Do I have a? I'll just give you some quick, some quick bullet points. Does Lance have a cast on? Yes. Is it on his right leg? Yes. Did it happen after the show on Friday? Yes. Did it happen within an hour after the show on Friday? Yes. Did it happen while playing frisbee golf? Okay. I hate to make some of you correct, but yes.
Did someone not tweet you and say,
you know he's going to get hurt?
You know he's going to get hurt.
Yeah, Ben.
Wait a minute.
You jinxed it, Ben.
And you said, already happened. Yeah. So, wait a minute. Okay. All right. Hold on a second. Are you the first major frisbee golf injury ever? I mean, there's a good possibility.
No, I'm sure that there's – no, because I'm sure people have hurt themselves playing actual frisbee golf. I didn't do it on a throw. I did it trying to get my disc out of a ditch. I did it on a super steep ditch. I made a second throw of a disc. I didn't even need to take a second. You know, John, when you drop a ball and you take a second shot
right
on the golf course.
Well, you see, your penalty, and then you're hitting three. Right.
Or you just don't like the way that you hit the shot, and you're like, I'm going to hit that again, you know. Even if you don't use it, you just want to hit it again. You want to see what happens if you hit a second shot.
Right.
I took a second shot with a disc. It went into this little ditch, and I'm like, but I didn't think it went in far. I'm like, okay, let me go. When I got over there, I'm like, oh, this is kind of steep. But I'm sure it's right over here. It should be easy to find. It wasn't easy to find. So I'm walking down around this steep ditch. Everything's fine. I'm being very careful. And then at one point, I think I see it. And like I said, it's very steep. So I have my left foot is on lower ground. My right foot is on higher ground. And I'm trying to inch down and get to it. My left foot slides out, but my right foot doesn't slide. It has nowhere to go. So it literally bends down inside where my knee collapses, bends down inside. All I hear is pop, pop, pop. Three pops. Like you would hope that's like you're popping your knuckles. And I'm like, oh, my God. And as I hit the ground, all I can think of was, I feel the same burn as when I dislocated my shoulder. And so I immediately get up to see if I can put to see if a bone is broken, and B, if I can put any pressure on it. I can put pressure on it. So I'm thinking, okay, nothing's broken, but it hurts. I am 250 yards away from my car, and I immediately start hauling ass to the car as fast as I can limp because I know it's going to swell up. Get to my doctor. Dr. Muntz is able to get me into an orthopedic surgeon. She sees me. She said it's a severe high ankle sprain where they take x-rays, probably some ligament issues in there. And what she does, and I've never heard of this, is she put me in a cast. She said, I want no movement of this thing, hardly at all. I want no weight bearing, so I'm putting you in a cast. And I'm thinking, a cast? That's just – what? Marshall Faulk never had to have a cast. The other athletes I know of haven't had to have a cast.
Well,
I hurt this.
The other athletes, I don't think.
Yeah,
I hurt this sure doing something. Say that.
Playing a sport. I hurt this playing a sport.
Well, not really. It was frisbee golf.
Well, and I was just looking for a frisbee. Imagine yourself suffering a high ankle sprain trying to get a golf ball out of a pond. That's the equivalent of what, or if you're in the woods looking for a golf ball,
and you,
it's like the equivalent of that.
And then a few hours later, you're in a cast.
And here's the best part: I'm in a cast, and we already had tickets. My wife was really dying to go see Ronnie Millsap. Don't ask me why. So we had, I had to drive the next day to Austin with my cast on to Nutty Brown to go watch Ronnie Millsap concert. Old Ronnie, I'm like, okay, well, it starts at 6. You know, Ronnie's old. He'll be done quick. You know, we'll be home by maybe 10:30 or 11. Ronnie gets on at like 9:30. We don't leave until 11. I'm in the back of the concert. It's a night. It's a total nightmare for me. I'm trying to elevate. They don't – concert venues are not – even outdoor concert venues are not made for people who have casts on with crutches.
Did you have crutches or you got the little wheelie thing where you put your –
I got crutches, and I ordered – the crutches suck so bad that I said, you know what? I'm ordering the knee wheelie thing.
Yeah.
At the concert, I got on Amazon, ordered knee wheelie because Dell's not working with us anymore. So I know I can do it without being made fun of too badly. I would never do it if Dell were still working with us.
This was before I realized why you got hurt, because I had no idea you were hurt. You just texted us all last night that you were in a cast, so I thought you had some scheduled procedure on the, you know, ankle or knee that you've torn up in the past. Now that I know how you hurt it, oh, this is going to get bad.
And it's a two-week, and it's a two-week cast, too. So
who didn't know that you would be out for weeks after you played frisbee golf? Who didn't know this?
It's a two-week cast, but then I've got to be in a walking boot after that. So this is... Listen, for football players, this is 6 to 8 weeks for football players.
Athletes
for me,
like you, right.
It's a minimum. It's going to be a minimum 3 months.
Oh, my. Yeah, for athletes like you.
I go do
that's
my.
That's what you said. You and the other athletes.
Yeah, me and the other people who get – me and
right,
other athletes
right.
who get hurt playing sports. But, I mean, you don't play a sport that's athletic enough to get hurt, so we've never heard about your injuries. Me, on the other hand, I do. And so, although ladder isn't a sport, cleaning gutters isn't a sport, but – I told Danny Arnold, like, well, he, you know, April over at his place handles all my physical therapy. I said, well, I got a new thing for you to work on. So,
Lance, did you watch Parks and Rec?
Yes.
Okay, your new nickname is Jerry. After falling.
Oh, I don't want
to
be
because on the show, Jerry falls in a ditch going to get a his breakfast burrito that he fell in there. He falls in there and breaks his arm.
I could see Lance
doing that too.
I could see Lance doing that.
Oh,
he dropped a breakfast burrito. Oh, you would definitely go down in the ditch and try to find it. There's no question.
No, I would. Yeah. I just don't feel like I would. This ditch was, as soon as I got to it, I immediately thought, well, I hope it's here easy to find because this is kind of steep. John, I'm still playing. Like, if you lost your driver, it was my driver. If you lost your driver, would you not look for your driver in the woods somewhere? You have to. You can't go the whole round without playing a driver.
You don't throw your driver. You just hit a ball, Lance. You don't throw
it. This was my driver. I have three clubs.
John, your driver's what? A couple hundred dollars? A really, really good one?
Three something.
Yeah. Lance, what was it? A $20 disc?
Yeah.
It's $20.
$20 driver disc?
Oh,
get out of here.
Yeah, but I'm in the middle of a round, though, I'm saying. I don't want to finish the round with playing with a four iron.
Hit your wedge. All right. When we come back, the Astros pull one out of their heinies yesterday.
Andy Dalton got hurt, too, yesterday and doing something
similar to me. That was a little different. Andy Dalton getting hurt. Don't compare yourself
to Tyrod Taylor
and Andy Dalton.
Okay, I can tell you this. My injury was worse than Tyrod Taylor's. I promise you.
No. I'm sure it was. I'm sure you're going to be out a lot longer than Tyrod Taylor, who's a superior athlete. Do not compare yourself. You hurt yourself throwing a frisbee.
I wasn't even doing that.
Oh, my gosh. We got to take a break. When we come back, our Astros. How about being able to take down the vaunted Diamondbacks this weekend? We'll do that on the other side. But right now, what I'm talking about is my peeps over at Chastang Ford. Chastang Ford's the best place to get your Ford car or truck on. I'm telling you, if you're looking for a great way to customize that Ford car or truck for yourself. Now, listen, businesses have been doing it forever, and it's the number one business dealership in the city of Houston. If you're looking for that Ford car or truck, they will treat you like they treat the business. And why do businesses all go to Chastang Ford? And because it's in business, it's all about the bottom line. Well, if you want the best deal, if you want the best service, if you want to make sure that you get it at the best price, this is where you go. If you're retail or if you're commercial, all you got to do is get to Chastain Ford. Customize that vehicle for yourself. You can do it all online, which nobody else can. You can do everything online, and they will deliver the car to you. And you can test drive it, and if you don't like it, you can send it back. All of these things are happening at Chastain Ford right now. All you got to do is get to ChastainFord.com or to the dealership. It's on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead. You're looking for the best deal on your Ford car or truck. Customize it the way you want it at Chastain Ford.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports. The conversation continues on the bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
High fly ball, deep left field. Jose Siri admiring it. Onto the train tracks to tie it up. Torrey Lovello today. Chaz McCormick gets into one. Deep to left center field. All the way back. That's gone! Back-to-back jacks to give the Astros a lead in the bottom half of the eighth.
Boy, did they pull that out of their heinies.
I know.
A walk-off hit by pitch on Friday night.
Yeah.
Then they go to extra innings Saturday, and they blow that with a three-run 10th by the Diamondbacks. And then yesterday they're down 5-3 in the – holy crap – or 6-4 in the eighth inning against this team, and they need two rookies to pull them out. Now, and Lance, I'm sorry, but you can say what you want about their organization – and there's more guys down there. This organization, I don't know if I'll ever believe Baseball America again. When you're bringing up Siri, when you got Pedro Leon sitting down there, when you got McCormick and you got Myers, I mean, we haven't seen the pitching really step up and be kick-ass, but in recent years, we've come up with Urquidy and Garcia. And I don't maybe there's some maybe I'm missing some Peter Solomon.
He's 26.
Right. But Solomon is supposed to be a guy that's going to be okay. That will be a major league pitcher for a while. You can say what you want, but what they're getting, the production that they're getting out of these young guys is unbelievable.
Well, the rankings have been over like the last 2 to 3 years. You know, since they've moved off guys for Verlander and Cole, since that time it has come way down, and I think the amount of, you know, the depth of the organization is probably not what it should be. But here's what's happened: is Jose Siri was not a guy. Had you ever even heard of Jose Siri before this year?
No,
we heard about him because he got red hot early in the year. Had you ever heard of Jake Myers?
Nope,
never even. And what's happened is these guys are being
developed.
Yeah, but
Baseball America should know them.
Well, they're sleeping on them a little bit because I think of maybe where they were drafted or how they came in, or
here's the thing too about and Garcia came from the A ball to the majors. He skipped double and triple A.
Yeah, I think
and Jake Myers. You go look at Jake Myers' numbers in low ball. He was not good.
See, I don't think Baseball America missed anything. I think these guys are just really truly a testament to the Astros' ability to recognize potential and develop talent. Because I don't think Jake Myers is not – look, the Baseball America list is based on guys with reputation and who are typically – who have either played really well or been drafted highly. That wasn't Jake Myers. And Siri came out of nowhere, and he is just – I mean, Siri has got some serious power. This guy's not Yordan. He's not jacked up like Yordan.
No, but man, did you see that ball leave his bat yesterday?
A rocket. And
it was about around his ankles. Holy crap.
He golfed that out and then pimped it. Now, this turned into a conversation. This turned into a conversation on Twitter. Larry and Stafford had something to say. I'm going to pull it up here in a
second.
Don't
be racist, Larry.
It wasn't bad. Larry and Stafford, what he said was, I don't think it was necessarily wrong at all. I think Larry and Stafford had a comment that, you know, that a lot of people would have, and I'll try to bring it up for you because he got into an argument with a couple of people. His sentiment about Siri, and Larry is an Astros fan. His sentiment was not met with a lot of happiness with Astros fans So I'll bring it up for you here in a second. It's something I maybe want to get into at about 42, about whether or not he should be pimping a home run like that or if he crossed the
line. Are you kidding? Listen, it's the eighth inning of a game. Well, you should be against the – I mean, your arch rivals in the Diamondbacks. And, you know, the emotions are high. And it's coming down to the wire. If it's either you or the Diamondbacks, okay, that are you know, going to the postseason. And it's a huge homer. This is almost like Joey Bats when he did the bat flip. And, you know, that was a high energy. Well, that was the postseason, and this is the Diamondbacks in the regular season. But,
right. But
you know, I joke, but that's an eighth inning homer for a young kid. I loved it. You know, I was hoping he'd Cadillac it even more.
Well, he did it. He Cadillac'd it the first time he hit his home run, too. Like, this is what he's going to do.
Yeah.
Here's what Larry said. He said, I'm a Siri fan, but him hitting that home run and walking and watching like that is BS. I'm hitting his ass next time if I'm a pitcher. It's kind of cocky for a rookie, and it's Bush League. You have to respect the game. And, you know, and then, but here's some of the responses he got. And I'll tell you some of his responses. Why not celebrate when you do good? His job at the plate is to help put runs on the board, and he tied the game up. He deserves to celebrate. I think every hitter that hits home runs should. Has Larry even seen Tatis Jr. play a game ever? Is what Jerome Solomon said, stop. And Larry said, that's a long look, King. And then the walk, nah. I'm good with some show stuff, but that looked a little long for my liking. What it turned into is Larry basically said, I'm good with it. I definitely love Siri hitting a home run. I think he just maybe crossed the line.
Well, listen.
Is what Larry said. Is there still a line where you can't show up a pitcher?
Well, here's the deal. First of all, and you can say it or you don't want to say it. There's somewhat of a Latin thing going on there.
Yes, 100%.
100%. 100%.
Jose Lima was doing stuff
from the mound.
What?
And Bags and Bidge were all, oh, my gosh, I wish he wouldn't do that crap. But he did, and you know what? Oh, well. And that's how you play. And that's how some of the guys – and you know what? Jose Siri is playing like he plays. And if you don't like – and you said it at the beginning. Then he should be hit. If he gets hit the next time he's up, then he gets hit the next time he's up. Oh, well.
Yeah. It's just part of the
that's it. Then that's the retaliation. And if
players
guys
will handle it.
But you know what? That's the risk he's taken.
I would say that players have kind of changed. First of all, it's a generational thing to an extent for players and for even fans. I do think there's a line that you can cross where you are showing somebody, where you're embarrassing somebody. And I think it's funny that people who play pickup ball don't recognize that, because there are things in pickup ball where it leads to fights. So you can't tell me that's hypocritical. If you step over somebody, that's an ultimate disrespect thing, and it can start a fight right then and there. So I don't want to, and there's trash talking that can start fights. So I don't want to hear anyone who plays pickup ball, because I played it all my life. You guys know, and Larry played college ball, by the way, college basketball. There are certain things that you don't do. So there's no such thing as there's no lines that you can possibly cross anymore in baseball. However, I do think it's changed, Sean. The Latin influence has to be looked at, because that's not meant as a disrespect to the pitcher. It's meant as self-celebration. And that's why I think you see it a lot more. You didn't see it as much in baseball. Barry Bonds used to get away with it for whatever reason. But now with the Latin players, John, wasn't it Acuna that took a selfie of himself rounding third? Like, that would have got him hit in the face.
That's the best.
Back in the 90s.
I'm fine with that. You know what? And if the guys want to, if the guys feel like they need to police the game and they need to take care of that business, then the guys should take care of that business. But if not, oh, well, I'm going to enjoy myself. And I'm all for Siri. Go ahead. Pimp it even more. Bat flip, stand there, take a selfie. I don't give a rat's ass. You hit a big home run in the eighth inning. You're a young guy, and you want to pimp it, baby.
All I could think of was, oh, my God, Siri, Tucker, and Myers is the new outfield within a couple of years.
And, hey, and Leon is coming too, bro. Hey, this is going to be – and that's why everybody's – the Carlos Correa thing, listen, I think they're going to be fine. I think they're going to be just fine. Get some pitching with that money. 743 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. What about your Texas Style Grill Shop, our guys over there?
Yeah, I mean, man, I have been busy on the grill. Have done, pork ribs, did ribs, did steaks. The tenderloin, the beef tenderloin tails, bacon wrap, quail. I mean, just so, spatchcock chicken. See, this is the great thing. Texas Star Grill Shop, and that's just all within the last 2 weeks. When you get a really good quality grill from Texas Star Grill Shop, it changes the way that you look at dinner and changes the way you look at lunch, changes the way you look at your weekends. Because with the the temperature control of these pellet cookers, it's hard to screw it up. I mean, you can get delicious, delicious barbecue every single time out. And they are built to sustain and be durable for a long time and to perform at a high level. And that's Pits and Spits. It's Traeger. It's Green Mountain. It's Kamado Joe for the ceramic cookers. And they have Weber gas grills, so many different grills to choose from. No matter what your budget is, they've got all these different rubs and marinades, pizza stones, rib racks, everything you could possibly imagine. They even have meats there as well that you can purchase. Everything is there. It's your one-stop shop. And luckily for you, there's four locations in the Houston area. Find one nearest you at TexasStarGrillShop.com.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5. Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Y'all don't sleep on my boy Colin Barber either. Sweet lefty, only 21. He's going to be a factor at some point. Bring him up. Let's go. Mr. Yeah, let's go. Bring him up. I'm all for it.
By the way, did you address, Siri also did, before he hit home plate, he did a make it rain sign. He stopped. He did make it rain. And then he pulled out a bow, an arrow, and shot a bow and arrow into the crowd too. Like, it was more than just standing and watching the home run. Siri had a whole thing he was doing. Joe says, I sent a text to my buddy yesterday. Siri's going to get us into a fight.
That's
bat
great.
Flip, stared at it, long point to the dugout, two-step at second, didn't see one, but surely had to do something with third base coach, then pats himself on the back before shooting an arrow. All that happened on the one home run.
Is he pulling out his
arrow?
And
he's a rookie.
He's pulling out his arrow.
Yeah, I don't think he patted his back. He pulled out his arrow. He shot his arrow. He did make it rain.
Yeah. Yeah, you're talking about Marcelo Ozuna, not Acuna.
Oh, that's right. That's
not Ronald Acuna. It's Marcelo Ozuna.
Yeah, it was Ozuna. But yeah.
Ozuna,
another Astro heckler, by the way.
Ozuna, who is – he's a problem.
Yeah,
he's a real problem.
He's got problems.
Yeah, he's got problems.
He's also but Siri is also a rookie, so I wonder if that would play into people having an issue.
Who cares?
We'll find out if they have an issue. Because if no one does anything about it, then it's not an issue.
Yeah.
And I don't think any of the like Lance McCullers Jr., right? He's a salty ass dude. He doesn't care one single bit about guys doing that.
No.
He didn't care about pimping home runs.
Trevor Bauer doesn't either. He was the one who said if I leave one hanging and you crush it, that's your right
that's
to
great.
Do whatever you
my
want
only
around that
question, but my only question would be, I'm curious if there is considered, if there's still like a line you don't, that's considered you don't cross. Like maybe a guy being a rookie, you know, if maybe being a rookie is something they think that's a line that's crossed. I don't know. I'm just curious if baseball has any lines
old school,
that they feel like are
old school guys ain't doing. Old school guys, they don't have nothing to do with that. But you know what? Today's game is different. And in 10, 15 years, you're going to everybody's going to be pimping everything.
Well,
that's all.
It was pre-COVID that the 2019 playoff series, MLB, it was either 2019 or 2018, MLB's entire marketing campaign going to the playoffs where the kids are here. They play loud. They pimp off home runs and stuff like that. Like, MLB is embracing it because they know either you like watching it or you hate the showmanship, you're still going
to
watch it.
Yeah. Well, they're trying to get the kids, too, and the kids like that. Yeah, man, do you guys see what's going on with the Yankees? Holy crap.
It went from being red hot to not red hot.
It is awesome. They are out of the playoff, a game and a half behind Toronto.
Wait, holy crap.
Yeah.
They're all the way down there?
They're a game and a half behind Toronto, which is awesome. So they're
out
right now.
Cole got crushed yesterday?
He got crushed 11-1.
Now, is he going to get to his 20 wins you thought he was get to?
How awesome is – I'll still take him. How awesome is it to see they don't even make the postseason? How great would that be?
I mean, it's incredible.
Yeah.
It's incredible. It was literally 2 weeks ago that they were the favorite to win it all, them and the Dodgers.
Yeah, and now they're not even in the postseason. How awesome is that? They suck.
They are fourth. Holy crap.
Yeah.
They are fourth in the playoffs. Tampa, well, Tampa's winning, but Boston, Toronto, and then New York. Wow. That is fantastic.
Yeah.
I mean, in that division.
That is awesome.
Just in that division.
Siri was signed by the Reds. Mr. Yes says he was signed by the Reds out of Cuba. And he sucked there. And then he went to the Mariners side, and they cut him within a week. And then he's either got lightning in a bottle or a guy that finally figured out Major League pitching. I don't know. I don't care. As long as he homers against the Diamondbacks, the vaunted Diamondbacks. How in the hell are you playing the Diamondbacks like this? And, oh, by the way, what's the deal with Greinke? Holy crap. You got to figure this out now. Because if Greinke can't go, I mean, and how hard is it going to be to sit Greinke in the postseason? And guess what?
Siri is 26 years old, John.
I said that. But how hard is it going to be for you to keep Greinke off the postseason roster?
Well, I mean, you can't keep Greinke off the postseason roster, but
why?
This is a scary thing, though. When old guys start to lose it, they can lose it unbelievably quickly. And we've always believed this. Look, he does not have – his stuff isn't good enough not to have pinpoint placement. He has to have pinpoint placement. And if he doesn't have pinpoint placement, he's going to get yanked around the yard. And we see that going on right now. And I just don't think you can keep him off the playoff roster. I think they would keep him on there. He's going to be one of the four. But, no, you're right. I think out of respect to Zach Greinke, they would have him in the four because they ultimately, Dusty, believes in him. But you're right. Right now, headed into the postseason, if you go by just latest results, Zach Greinke would not be on the playoff roster. It would be Urquidy would be in there. Odorizzi and Zach Greinke would both be out. I mean, more than likely. Well, I don't know. How many would that leave you with? Urquidy, Garcia, McCullers, yeah, and Fromber. I mean, that would be the four. Based on most recent appearances.
Well, Greinke, since the All-Star break, has just been terrible. He's just been terrible. He had COVID, too, and since he's come off the COVID, he's been awful. I mean, I don't know. Yeah, your McCullers starts game one, Fromber's in game two, Urquidy, and then Garcia. I just don't see a scenario. And then Greinke's not the kind of guy that you bring in out of the bullpen. He's just not that. He's turning into a guy that you can't have on the – he and Odorizzi both. Now, Odorizzi – if his first time through the lineup has been really good, we've seen that. Odorizzi is a guy that can come out of the bullpen. But Greinke, not so much. This is getting to a point now where who you thought maybe was your game one starter in Greinke and your $24 million a year guy that you're paying, he can't be on the postseason roster. He just can't. So it's bad, and you're going to have to rely on Garcia and Urquidy in the postseason to start postseason games. Right now, what else are you going to do? You're not starting Odorizzi when he's got to get back and he's got to get into form, which we don't know that's going to happen. Holy crap, this is getting bad with Greinke. This is real bad. 713-780-3776. If y'all have thoughts on that, you're more than welcome to do that. 713-780-3776. Have you seen the pictures of these guys?
That's what I was going to ask you. The Houston Astros website put out Greinke Day. They all, like, a bunch of players dressed like Zach Greinke does on a regular game day basis. Bucket hats, fishing shirts,
fishing poles,
kind of short shorts.
They got
Lance McCullers has a bag of what's it called? The Whole Foods. He has a Whole Foods grocery bag with him.
They've got the floppy hats.
Who is that? Who is that all the way on the left? Who's got the New Balance shoes on? You can tell they bought New Balance shoes.
And they got backpacks. They've got fishing poles. They've got short shorts. Who is that? Odorizzi.
Who's that to the right?
He's got the short blue shorts on.
Yeah, it says Salt Life. That's Odorizzi.
Yeah.
And it's on the Astros home site.
And Greinke has got his regular clothes on, and everybody's around him taking a picture with Salt Life gear on.
And they're all staring off into space like Greinke does. And Greinke's wearing, is Greinke, Greinke's got a fishing pole in his hand.
No,
yeah.
I think Greinke probably shows up at the park with a fishing pole. He probably does that.
And there's a 100% chance that
yeah,
that's the case.
And they've all, apparently he's a salt life guy because everybody's got salt life gear on. He's a big fisher. I mean, maybe right after the game he goes fishing or something.
Hey, Chris makes a great point. It's time we stopped calling them Astros and we started calling them Outfield U.
They are Outfield U.
George Springer, Outfield U. Yordan, technically?
Technically? Yeah. No, I mean with Siri and Myers and McCormick and Brantley and Tucker and George was just, I mean, they are, you know, holy crap. It is amazing. The outfielders that are, can anybody, Siri, can you play short? Ask Siri if she can play short, because if Pedro Leon can handle this thing, I think you're just fine. You're just fine. Oh my God, they all dressed up and they're getting on the plane like this. Oh my God, their flight to Anaheim. This is according to Yuli's Instagram. They all dress like Greinke.
I only saw the first picture where I didn't realize they can only get so many in the picture, and there's multiple pictures.
Oh, this is so funny. Everybody, they all dress like Greinke. Holy crap.
Okay, hold on. Why do all the Latin players take a picture together? It's like look at the first picture. The first picture is all the white guys, and the second picture is all the Latin players.
Yeah. Well, and then there's all the pitchers. They did one with just the pitchers, and then they did, and then all the guys. But outside, do you see the one outside the plane?
I'm not gonna lie.
You see their plane?
No.
Yeah, the whole team dressed up like Greinke. Oh, that's funny.
How good is that? The entire team dressed up like Greinke. I'll be honest with you. Actually, Yordan's got a look that you could, like, I'm like, okay, I'm actually okay with Yordan's look. I don't think Greinke wears that kind of hoodie. Like, Yordan looks way too cool for Zach Greinke to dress like that. I think Yordan only just got the hat. I think the rest of this is Yordan's clothes.
Yeah, probably.
And he said, let me just go get a bucket hat. I'm not doing the rest of this crap.
Yeah, and Yuli. Yeah, Yuli looks pretty cool. He's got a Karl Lagerfeld Paris shirt on. I don't think Greinke would wear that.
Now, Led Mestias has got a little bit of a Greinke look.
Yeah. No, Led Mestias does look like a Greinke.
And fishing pole.
Yeah, with a fishing pole. 758 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. Time for me and Lance to talk about our peeps over at Billy and Mary and everybody and Michelle and everybody over there at Aqueduct Plumbing. And, oh, by the way, they've got a new site, right? It's a 975. Plumbing.com, 975plumbing.com. I believe that's it.
And Bench Plumbing.
Oh, TheBenchPlumbing.com. TheBenchPlumbing.com. That's right. TheBenchPlumbing.com. If you're looking for the site to go to and see Aqueduct Plumbing, John and Lance recommend Aqueduct Plumbing. And right there, you see it, and get to the website. Look, if you're looking for the best people to take care of your business, whatever it is, if you've got any issues plumbing-wise, they're at your disposal. That's their tagline. That's kind of funny. They're at your disposal at Aqueduct Plumbing. You will love these people. I'm telling you right here and now. Mary is probably who you're going to talk to on the phone. If there's any issues whatsoever, Billy is going to step in. They're not subcontracting this stuff out. They're going to do all the work, and they're going to come to your home, Lance, absolutely free.
And make sure that if you want to get a tankless water heater, so you have hot water all the time, if you're looking for someone to repipe and do those issues, or if you just want your standard plumber to come in, take care of leaky faucets, change fixtures out and things like that, maybe even have something done in terms of the remodel on some of the shower thing, and you want to make sure that that's done the right way, they're the group to get a hold of. Go to TheBenchPlumbing.com, TheBenchPlumbing.com.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7, that's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.
At
Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
COTA salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th, and every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.